flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We've been talking about trades from the past, been talking about how it could be transformative for the Steelers to make a trade, particularly in next year's draft. Well, the Penguins, they actually made a trade. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. The Penguins move Marcus Pedersen and Drew O'Connor, and they get Danton Heinen, Vincent Desjardins. I like saying that name.
Desjardins.
And they now have 29 picks over the next three drafts, 15 in the top three rounds, including four first-round picks, eight in the top two rounds. This, my friends, is what a rebuild looks like. Except, it doesn't sound like they're going to dive in head first into the deep end of the pool. Why do I say that? David Pagnotta, who is one of the best hockey insiders north of the border, says the Penguins are hesitant to move Rickard Rakell and Michael Bunting. Why? Why? Now, Drew O'Connor was on the last year of his deal. Marcus Pedersen was on the last year of his deal, so that makes it easy to move on from those guys. They had not approached either of them in long-term contract negotiations. This, according to Kyle Dubas in his press conference after the trade. So they knew they were going to get moved, and the Penguins had always wanted to move them. You have Michael Bunting locked up for a little while now, and you have Rickard Rakell locked up for a little while now. But I think if you can get a first-round pick for Marcus Pedersen and Drew O'Connor, I'd really like to see what you could get for Rickard Rakell in particular. But honestly, the nuts and bolts of this thing don't really matter. The names of the players don't really matter. It's about the philosophy. It's time to lean in. And it's tough to do that around Crosby, around Malkin, around Letang. But to that, I say tough.
Yeah.
You've got to go all in on a rebuild. It can't be one foot on each side of the fence. They've tried to thread that needle for a long time. It doesn't really work. Washington did it, and they've come out on the other side. The Rangers did it, and they came out on the other side. But I think the Penguins missed that window a couple of years ago. So now it's time to just move on from guys. And like I said, you've got 29 picks over the next three drafts, 15 in the top three rounds, four firsts, eight in the top two rounds. Keep adding to that. That's how you turn this thing around. You got to hit on those picks, but the more picks you get, this ain't rocket science, the more likely you are to find some guys in there.
Well, I could see, too, if Bunting and Rickard Rakell were younger players and you wanted them a part of the rebuild. Like, I'm sure that there's some guys that they have their eyes on that they want to be a part of this thing moving forward. Those guys, I mean, Bunting's 29 and Rickard Rakell's 31. It's not like they're 25-year-olds.
Right.
Also, you know, with those picks, like, do we think that they were going to use those picks as picks, or are they going to try to trade those picks?
That's a great question.
Like, what would you do?
I think some combination of both.
Because you obviously know in hockey, like, that first-round pick or that second-round pick, I mean, it's going to take how many years before they could even be a significant piece to a roster.
Right.
So, like, how fast do you want this process to go? Or do you have time in your mind that it's like, okay, this rebuild's going to take this amount of time, you know, a long period of time that we can develop players into becoming a part of the roster.
Well, one thing I think that factors into that is the information that came out this weekend about the salary cap going up. So next year, it's going to go up by about $8 million. It's going to be $95.5 million. Then in 26-27, it's going to be $104 million. And then in 27-28, it's going to be $113.5 million. So I think you want to be in position by 26-27 to start being competitive. And then 27-28, you should be able to strike and spend some money on free agents. The question is, and I think this is a legitimate one that I have no answer to, with the cap being that high in 27-28, are we going to see Fenway Sports Group spend to that cap? The Pirates don't spend $113 million. Are the Penguins going to spend all the way up to that large salary cap at 27-28? I don't know. I know nothing about the Fenway Sports Group. I know that they didn't like how much money they were spending in payroll in Boston on the Red Sox, why they moved on from Mookie Betts. Is $113.5 million too much to spend? I don't know the answer on that. I would hope the answer is no.
I think that they probably operate on it. How close are we? Like, how much can we sell on the backside of it? Like, what it will spend if we feel like that we're close, if we feel like we have a winning team. Like, I think that they're about winning. They're not ownership that's like, okay. Like, they clearly are about money and revenue, but I think that they want to win, too.
Yeah.
Like, they don't get into business not to win, not to be a top-tier organization. So I think that if they feel that they're in a position where it's like, okay, we can actually do something here, I think that they would, because they know they would get the return of it.
And there's no need to spend to the cap if you're not close. You're right about that.
Yeah.
If they lean into this rebuild right now and they're going to stink the next couple of years, you don't have to spend money just for the sake of spending money.
But like Crosby's probably, what is his extension? 2-3 years?
Yeah, for eight, what is it?
8.7?
Yeah.
8.7? I mean, you figure, what are you going to do with Crosby if these next 3 years until that cap does get to where you're saying, like, Crosby's probably done, right?
By the time 27-28 rolls around, I could see him play until he's 45, honestly.
Here?
Yeah. I think he really wants to finish his career here.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's going to play until he's that old, and athletes play longer and longer these days, the great ones too. I mean, how long Brady played, just as an example. And I think that there's a, you know, analogy to be drawn there, especially the way that Sid takes care of his body.
LeBron
being another one.
Yeah, just had like 40 the other night.
You know what they need to do? They need to trade for this NHL version of Luka Doncic. Is it Doncic or Doncic?
I think you could say whatever you
want.
That's
why I've been saying Luka Doncic.
Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
Luka Doncic.
I think you've picked up on that. I've just been going with Luka.
Yeah.
You could text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I mean, it's pretty obvious to me. If you can get a first-round pick and or good young players for Rickard Rakell, you absolutely pull the trigger. If you can get good young players or even a second- or third-round draft pick and then something for a Michael Bunting, you do that. Like, Bunting was a nice return in the Jake Gensel trade, but that's kind of a win-now guy.
Yep.
Like you said, he's 29 years old. What's the point in keeping a guy like that around? What, just to make Malkin feel good? What's the point in keeping a Rickard Rakell around? What, to make Sid feel good? This team sucks. They've won two in a row. Congratulations to them. They have zero chance of making the playoffs.
Zero.
So I'm not rushing Malkin back, and by the deadline, I'm trying to get those two guys out of town. Rickard Rakell's going to score 40 goals this year. I have to think that he can get you something big in return. And it's tough to say stuff like this because you're not going to feel the results of that for a couple of years, particularly when there's draft picks involved. Mm-hmm. But that's the name of the game right now. Sell off what you got. You can't move Malkin. You can't move Crosby. You can't move Letang because they're not going to waive the no-move clauses. You're not even going to ask them because you didn't even ask Brian Rust to move the no-trade clause. So what can you do? You trade the pieces around them. 412-928-9370. That was close to getting buzzed there again.
Yep.
You can also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Love to take your calls on the Penguins. Also, Cam Hayward at the Pro Bowl games told us why he thinks things went down the drain at the end of the season for the Steelers. Did you hear him?
I did not.
I love Cam.
Me too.
I'm mad at Cam.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Facebook's got a funny little way of being mean, Doran.
What happened?
I'm just scrolling through here, and the Devonshire pick six video pops up.
Oh.
I thought these algorithms were supposed to be smart.
They are.
Why do I want to see that? My buddy, when he's returning that interception, my buddy, a huge West Virginia fan, taps me and goes, "We got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. We got to get out of here." So we left. I took my jersey off. I had a navy cutoff shirt underneath.
Huh.
And I put my jersey in my West Virginia hat, which I tucked under my armpit, and I didn't want to get beat up. So I walked out like a coward incognito.
Yeah, it's like nostalgia for you. It's like, you know, bring back good memories and get you going. And you had to watch it. You were like, I got to watch this.
I got to watch it. Got to hate watch it. Why not? Rivalry. Awesome moment. Not for me, but for Pitt. And that place was going.
Yeah. For like what? Well, what did they say percentage of fans were from West Virginia there?
There were a lot of West Virginia fans there, but nowhere near as many as, what was it, SeatGeek or whatever.
Didn't seem like there was that many.
Upper Deck.
Upper
Deck there was, yeah. There was more this time around for second and 30.
Yes. What's worse, that or Devonshire? Second and 30 or Devonshire?
Yep. Yeah, it's all bad. All bad. Give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Big Pitt basketball game tonight, which we'll get into in a little bit after their disappointing loss against Wake Forest and the referees this weekend. Yep, that's right. I said it. They lost to not just Wake, but also the referees. You got the Pro Bowl games going on, Doran, and I didn't watch a second of it. Not one. I did see that Russ played, I guess, well.
Yes.
Yay. Minka had a couple of interceptions, but they throw all these players through the car wash. You get interviews with all the big-time dudes, and Cam Hayward was on. And here's what he had to say about the end-of-season slide.
You know, I think the last couple games of the season, we really struggled. You know, I think You never want to blame it on the schedule, but right. We played our toughest opponents at that time.
Yeah.
And we didn't really have any gel going into the playoffs. I think we can bounce back from it, but there are some things we need to clean up. We need to have a decision made at quarterback. I think we need to add a couple more parts, and we'll see what happens. But, I don't have to make those decisions, right. And I'm happy I don't have to make those decisions because I'd like to have both of those guys back.
You're not getting both. It's going to be one or the other. Mark Caboli going to join us from 9 o'clock until 10 today. See what he's heard about the price that these guys are going to cost, these quarterbacks. But I can't stand the end of the season schedule argument. I made it going into the Cincy game. They had extra rest going into that one. And I said, okay, if they find a way to beat Cincinnati and look good doing it, then you can probably look at those previous few games and say, you know what? The schedule was unfair. And I'm not going to pretend like the schedule wasn't a pain in the ass. Of course it was. It's why we talked about it all offseason leading into the season. We thought so much about that end of season schedule, and then it became the meat grinder that we thought it was going to be, and maybe even more so, because Philly's going to the Super Bowl and Kansas City's going to the Super Bowl. But I don't think it's because they played those teams in quick succession is why they lost to them. I think they lost to those teams because they're up here, and I'm reaching up very high, and the Steelers are down here, and I've got my hand very low. If you would have spread those games out, I'm not sure you get different results, Doran.
I mean, didn't Philly and Kansas City have to do the same schedule?
They did the same thing, yeah.
They did the same thing. I mean, it's very clear that they're just better football teams than the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they had more to offer at that time. Whenever you have a situation like that where you have to grind it out, like you do have to rely on multiple players to pick it up. It can't just be the quarterback. It can't just be the running back. It can't just be the defense. It's multiple players, and that's what those teams have in comparison to the Steelers that don't have that. They don't have that. They are relying on one or two guys to get them through that gauntlet where you had really good football teams, clearly, who are going to be playing this weekend that can rely on their quarterback if they need to, but they can rely on other pieces to really get them through that and beat teams that they're better than, and they did that against the Steelers.
Yeah, there's a depth issue there. No question about that. I just hope that the Steelers brass, Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan and Andy Weidel, don't look at it through the same prism that Cam was looking at it through. Like, and Art would not use that as an excuse in his press conference. He said, you can't make the argument that we're closer to it than we were before. And he brought up those games. And I thought he was going to use them as an excuse. He didn't, at least publicly. I'm wondering how much they feel like they got screwed by the schedule, though, if you gave them truth serum or if you hooked them up to a polygraph test.
Yeah, they probably prefer not to play that.
Of course they prefer not to play it. I think they might internally look at it as the reason why things fell apart.
Hmm.
And I hope that's not the case.
Yeah, I think it was more their doing of not having a number two wide receiver or a number three wide receiver or a number one A wide receiver, and you lose your wide receiver that is basically your only weapon, and then you can't run offense.
Right. It's frustrating when the thing we all thought could happen does happen, and we talked about that all offseason too. Like, what's going to happen, not just when George is your only guy, but what's going to happen if and when that guy gets hurt? And when he got hurt, you're throwing it to Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin. You become by far the worst wide receiver core in the league without George Pickens. And with him, you're among the worst in the National Football League. So they need to fortify their depth, particularly at that position. And if they move on from George, I think they would be doing so with his replacement in mind. They would have to have some success in free agency. I saw Dan Graziano this weekend wrote a story about all the free agents and their predicted market value. He's got T. Higgins at $28 million a season. I think that's well below what he's going to make. I think because he's the number one wide receiver on the market, he's probably going to be closer to the highest paid wide receiver in football than be under that $30 million mark.
Yeah, but where is his, what's the statistics? Like, he's looked at as a number two that could be paid as a number one. He's not a legit number one, but he thinks he is, and he probably will be on the next team. Like, does that factor in? Like, Ayuk, was he looked at as a number one receiver? I would say yes.
You know what? I think they're so similar because for the Bengals, you've got Ja'Marr Chase on one side,
mm-hmm.
and I think T says, I'm a number one.
Right.
The only reason I'm not a number one is because one of the top two wide receivers in football was also on my team. But you're guessing.
Right.
And he's also not a speed guy.
Right.
He's a big, tall guy. He's Shaquille O'Neal, according to Mike Tomlin. So there is some projection there. What's he going to look like without Ja'Marr Chase? What's he going to look like without Joe Burrow? Great questions.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be willing to pay the guy $30 million to find out.
Yes.
I think he winds up in L.A., though. You talk about the worst wide receiver corps in the NFL.
Chargers?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for the clarification. Yes. Yeah, I think he's going to go to the Chargers. That's just my educated guess. They got Ladd McConkey and dot, dot, dot.
Quentin Johnston.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to go to Patriots.
Oh. Both sexier landing spots than Pittsburgh, no?
Yes, or the Jaguars. That's even sexier. Now you got that new coach.
Mm-hmm.
Duval.
I ain't playing for Duval.
He's a good offensive coach, though.
He's going to get you the ball.
He's going to get you the ball. Look at Mike Evans.
If Mike Tomlin's coolness factor can bring him free agents, I think Liam Cohen's lack of coolness can keep free agents away. I ain't playing for that guy. Mike Evans was Mike Evans before Liam Cohen came around.
I'm just saying. I mean, I would want to play for Liam Cohen. I don't care how cool you are. He seems like a laid back, but he's not going to be like some type of drill sergeant.
Clearly.
Yeah, he's not a drill sergeant.
Duval.
I mean, how many times do I have to play that for you to take that back? You ain't playing for Duval.
Yeah, I am.
Duval.
For sure.
He looks like a cobra coming out of one of those snake pits, just moving his head back and forth. Duval. Unfortunately, though, yeah, I mean, I would rather play with Trevor Lawrence, even though I'm not a huge believer in him. I would rather play for Justin Herbert, even though he hasn't won anything in his career of significance. I would rather play with Drake May, even though he's going in a year two. And Mike Vrabel, than play for the Steelers in gestures wildly at whatever the hell this offense is.
Right.
So if you were going to get T. Higgins, you do have to overpay. I got another free agent that I've been considering. And I want your opinion on it. So Cam Hayward uses the schedule as an excuse for their end-of-the-season troubles. I don't like that very much. What do you think? 412-928-9370. I am so rattled by me giving out the wrong phone number earlier, I keep pausing.
It's like
I'm driving over a speed bump on the highway, Doran.
Uh-huh.
Every time. 412-928-9370.
So you say it again.
Well, I needed to practice. It's all about reps. Anything in life, Doran, is about reps.
That's true.
Don't you think?
Not live reps, though.
You got to go with the live reps.
Not all the time.
Baptism by fire.
Mm.
That's the thing I love about live radio, Doran. Podcasts are great. We all listen to podcasts. Our show becomes a podcast. You can listen to us on the Odyssey app through the chaptering feature. There are many different ways to consume us, including on YouTube. But the thing about live radio is there's this risk involved,
mm-hmm.
And I like that.
I do, too. I like it. My back's against the wall.
That's right.
You got to perform. You got to be right.
Why is it, too, whenever you record a commercial, and by you, I mean the general you, we, I guess I should say, when we record a commercial, I'll flub it 15 times.
Yep.
And then you read it live on the air, and bang, you nail it.
Yep.
I don't know what that's about. Does the name Nick Chubb do anything for you? 29 years old.
Hell no.
Think you might be able to get him for cheap?
Are you serious?
I've gone back and forth on it.
I mean, he's literally busted his leg twice.
Yeah.
In 10 years.
Yes.
I mean, he came back this year, and I thought it was a great story. It is awesome. It was awesome to see number 24 back running the football, but he's definitely not the same player.
Last two games, 4.4 yards per carry, 4.6 yards per carry.
How many yards do you have?
48 and 41 on 11 and 9 carries.
Yep.
Before that, not very good.
No.
Not very good. I'm not for it, but I could see them doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
They call him Mr. Chubb, Doran. Mike Tomlin calls him Mr. Chubb. Mike Tomlin loves this guy, and I think they look at what Philadelphia has done, what the Ravens have done, and they might spend money on a running back. I don't think he'd be that expensive because of all the reasons that you've just laid out. I mean, he's 29. He came off a significant injury. He was not good last year. And I make the flimsy argument that he got better the last two games. He only touched the ball 20 times combined in that last two games.
They need explosion at running back.
I just wouldn't.
He's slower than Najee right now.
I'm not doing it. I would not rule them out.
I think it's a 0% chance.
When Art Rooney II spoke with the assorted media, he talked about the need at running back whenever he was asked about spending money on offense. And I'm connecting dots there. Maybe he didn't mean that they're going to spend money on running back. He didn't explicitly say it, but if they did, don't you think he might be the guy?
Nope.
J.K. Dobbins?
Aaron Jones.
I wouldn't do that either. I'll be clear. I would not spend any free agent money on a running back. None. Not when this draft is as deep as it is.
That is true.
There are 30 guys with draftable grades at the running back position. And three guys I'm in love with, Travion Henderson, Judkins, and Omarion Hampton, they're all big, strong, and fast, can hit the home run. And you mix that with a Jalen Warren, and I think you're cooking with gas.
Yes.
And you'll get those guys on a rookie contract. None of them are first-round picks. I saw the Steelers in, I think, a Bleacher Report mock draft taking Diane Gent.
I need the buzzer. See, Callis isn't paying attention. This is what we were talking about, Callis. You're like, why can't I just do it? I'll just take care of it. I'll buzz him. I like doing it. But you're not even paying attention.
I put it in his folder like he asked. It's there for him.
I went to college with a woman named Diane Genty.
Diane Genty?
She's working big time media. Awesome person. Ravens fan.
What media? Like sports media?
No, she works in news media.
Oh.
Yeah. Big time news media. I forget where she's jumped around, but she's done great things for herself. I knew at some point I would call Ashton Genty Diane Genty.
It's not even close.
It's close. It's the Gentys.
I mean, it's a male and a female. One, I would assume that Diane is white.
She's not.
Yes, she is.
She's 100% not. She is a nice black woman.
Is she really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then you okay? Listen.
I'll Facebook her during.
There you go.
Break.
You got it then. Diane and Ashton.
I know it's the Genty thing, but I saw that on Bleacher Report. Steelers at 21 overall take Ashton Genty. I love the player, but I am not signing a running back in free agency, and I am for damn sure not repeating my mistake drafting a running back in the first round. Now, I think he's a lot more worthy of a first round pick than Najee Harris is, but is he going to be significantly better than Omarion Hampton in the NFL? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I mean, even Travion Henderson, I don't think he's going to be significantly better than. It depends on where you land. We've seen that with Saquon. Saquon was good with the Giants at first. The Giants think he's not as good. He goes to Philadelphia. It's one of the best seasons a running back's ever had. The landing spot matters.
Yes.
But I did. My ears perked up a little bit in Art's press conference, thinking, oh, they might do the old school thing. Don't do that. And don't bring Najee Harris back either. Because those guys all have speed, and they're going to be a lot cheaper than Najee Harris is going to be.
Do you think that they're going to entertain maybe bringing him back if he takes a lower price?
No, it sounded to me like Art II was giving him his flowers and thanking him for a quote-unquote job well done. I don't think he's in their plans. But I could see Mike Tomlin walking up in there, pounding the table a little bit for Mr. Chubb.
No.
I could see AFC North running back, Doran.
No chance.
I don't want them to do it. But I'm not giving them benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And if they did something like that, I would lose it. I have a conniption right on the air. Diane Genty.
Diane.
Oh, my God. 412-928-9370. Would you consider drafting a running back in round one? Would you consider spending money on a running back in free agency? 412-928-9370. Big one for Pitt tonight. A big one they lost over the weekend. We'll get to that a little bit as well next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. There was an Art Rooney II clip that we missed on Friday. We spent a ton of time on the media availability he did with the media at large. And then we got some of the pomp clips. And then we did a little Ashley Liotis. Well, there's one that we didn't get to from Jenna Harner. And we'll do that coming up at the top of the next hour. Mark Caboli going to join us from 9 o'clock until 10. I actually think what we're going to get into next is maybe the biggest quote, the most important thing that Art Rooney II said the entire time that he's been speaking here. So we'll get into that. Pitt's got a huge one tonight. They are favored by 12.5 against Virginia. Virginia is 10-12. Their coach quit at the beginning of the year. So they're in a bad place. You figure if Pitt gets out to an early lead, something like that, they're not going to have the requisite pushback. Pitt needs to win this game. Pitt is right now a bubble team, thanks in many respects to the officiating this weekend. I thought the first half of that game was as poorly officiated a first half or any half of basketball that I've watched this year, Dorn. It was really bad. And Pitt loses the game 76-74 to Wake Forest. That would have been a quad one win.
Yep.
So it winds up being a quad one loss, which means it's not going to hurt. But the opportunities for Pitt to improve upon the resume are few and far between. North Carolina, SMU, good basketball teams, Louisville. Apart from that, it's a bunch of bottom feeders,
yeah,
including tonight. But games like tonight, oddly, against bad teams are must win.
Yes.
They cannot screw around and find out. They cannot play with their food here. They need to win this basketball game, just like they need to win when they play Miami, when they play Georgia Tech, when they play Boston College. These games against bad teams, in a weird way, are actually more important than the resume-building games the rest of the way.
And that's what we talked about on Friday.
Yes.
We talked about the Wake Forest game, how important it is, and you know, was it going to be a quad one win or loss at the time, and you know, moving forward, will it, you know, get drop down a tier to be not a quad one win? But it's all about the games that you're supposed to win if you are a good team, if you are tournament-worthy teams. And this game tonight, you have to significantly win. And the games that could be beneficial that are left on the schedule, you have to win those games. But the games that aren't beneficial on the schedule that you were just talking about, you have to dominate those games.
Yes.
You have to. That's and I am okay with that process. And I know we've gone back and forth and
yeah,
you know how the system is. Like, you should, if you are a good team and you belong, you should beat the teams you're supposed to beat significantly. And that's what Pitt has to do tonight. And that's what they have to do for the rest of, honestly, for the rest of the season.
I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on Virginia basketball, but if they're playing any way like they were under Tony Bennett, they're still doing the whole pack line thing. I think Pitt was a horrible matchup for them last year. We saw that.
Yes.
And I would think that would still be the case now when you don't have your future Hall of Fame coach. But one thing to pay attention to, John Rothstein, who's the grand poobah of all things college basketball for CBS Sports, he wrote this morning, Jalen Lowe just 18 of 48 from the field, 4 of 14 from three-point range in his last three games. Panthers need him to be at his best if they're going to play in the NCAA tournament for the second time in 3 years. No question about that. Jalen Lowe, I thought, and I thought everyone pretty much late in that weight game, which is why I won't put it all on the refs. They were playing hero ball too much.
Yes.
Jalen Lowe is a great player. I think he needs to play a little bit more within himself, I think. We'll see if he can start turning it around tonight. Turning it around tonight.
That's close.
It mumbled out of me.
That's close.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of Season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.